During the global financial crisis, the Reserve Bank decided to drop the interest rates to save our economy at 4.25%. Today, that number has changed to 0.75%. You might ask, why is the interest rate so low at this moment? I spoke to Dr. Scott Kelly, Research Director at UTS Institute for Sustainable Futures, about the effects of this recent interest cut.
Anyone who has borrowed money will be a winner because the cost of borrowing has declined. So if you have a mortgage, you are a winner. If you have debt, you are a winner because when you borrow money, you pay for the privilege of doing that, and that is paid through the cost of interest. When interest rates go down, then you are a winner. The people who are losers in this arrangement are people who don't have borrowing costs, who haven't borrowed money. So also the losers would be retirees, so people with substantial savings who have invested money in current account or a savings account with low interest rates. However, this is probably a very small part of the population because most retired people have either invested in assets like house prices, which have seen significant increases in Australia over the last decade, or they've invested in a superannuation fund. And because of the strongly increasing equity prices in the share market, which have been performing above average over the last several years, the effect of that has been actually an increase in retirement savings. If that money has been invested wisely through superannuation funds and in shares. If a retiree invests money in a savings account, then they probably wouldn't have done as well.
The constant drop of interest rates could become a trap because it's not sustainable and it's not helping our economy. It incentivates people to borrow more because they take advantage of low interest rates, and this leads people to have less savings and build more debt.
What we're facing now in Australia is record levels of debt. And so I think, you know, largely the population has reached almost the limits of their borrowing capacity. And we're in this low interest rate trap where, you know, central banks are loath to increase interest rates anymore because that will lead to the population not being able to repay their mortgage repayments. So even small increases in interest rates will lead to a significant increase in the amount that people with mortgages will have to repay, and that will have a negative effect on the economy. So central bankers are really nervous about increasing interest rates because of that reason.
The Reserve Bank may need to reduce interest rates to a negative percentage, and this is not a positive position.
So what happens generally when money gets invested is you have excess financial reserves and you invest that in a bank, and for the privilege of investing that money, you would get paid an interest on those savings.
As we are all aware, one of Australia's main exports is coal. However, sustainable energy could be the answer to boost the economy.
My latest research is working with the financial sector in Australia, and there's a huge appetite across all financial institutions to better understand the risks posed by climate change, to better understand how they can manage those risks, but also the opportunities of where they can see the growth in terms of moving to a more sustainable economy.
In a globalized economy, Australia is connected to major economic players around the world, and their negative effects will always affect our economy. I asked Macquarie University Dr. Sung Yung Kim from the Department of International Relations how international events can affect our economy.
The trade tensions and the slowing down of growth is undoubtedly fueling the RBA's decisions, amongst many other decisions. Some of the decisions that the RBA is dealing with is, of course, record high house prices still, enormous debt that's been carried by Australians. I think Australia has now, the second highest largest per capita debt in the world, just behind Switzerland, and that has a lot to do with, of course, the enormously high mortgages that Australians are carrying. So I just think that the US-China trade war is one factor, but it's certainly not the only factor in the RBA's cash rate decisions. Look, there's no doubt that that the Reserve Bank is being strongly influenced by external factors such as the US-China trade war. But this is something that that all governments, especially those governments in the developed countries, are all trying to deal with. All countries in the developed world are struggling with a low cash rate, And Australia is no different in that respect.
An institution that has more power to change our economy is our federal government.
The RBA governor has been saying for a very long time that that the federal government needs to do much more on microeconomic policy. I mean, like, one of the things that we should be thinking about is how to drive new export opportunities. In this country, one of the big things we should be focusing on of course, is things like renewable energy technologies and establishing Australia's place as a hydrogen exporting country. I mean, that would drive enormous levels of economic growth for this country.
Let's face it, the Reserve Bank has limited power to improve our economy.
Just to quote something that the former Prime Minister Paul Keating recently said, economic austerity is just not working. I mean, if that's the federal government's main economic tool to try to somehow maintain this idea of a surplus, which hasn't actually been shown to be all that useful right now, and if anything, it's probably the thing that it shouldn't be doing. It should be focusing on economic growth projects to help economic growth, not to try to maintain this ideologically driven idea of a surplus. And so what the country needs to do is focus on things that are job creating, that will help export opportunities, and this is what should be on the government's agenda right now.